The year is 1997. Bill Slick Willie Clinton has just been inaugurated for a second term in the blowjob factory that Americans were calling the White House. Infamous bad boy veteran Timmy McVeigh is sentenced to death for his bad boy ways. Another veteran tossed out by society. And in Jacksonville, Florida, Ben Dobson, Todd Clary, Ben Harper, Warren Cook, and Longinus Parsons III, a.k.a. the Jacksonville Five, were forming a pop-punk band. After their debut album, Midget Tossing, and the second, less offensively titled album, Where We Stand, which could still technically be deemed offensive to handicapped people, Modern Amusement's frontman Ryan Key would steal Ben Dobson's job as lead singer, and he would be the key to the band's success. The group released another album, the Underdog EP, with Fueled by Ramen Records, who had taken on other pop-punk sensation Fall Out Boy. In 2003, the band stopped being fueled by ramen and started being fueled by caviar and champagne when they signed with Capitol Records, who had been eating up pop-punk bands like a hungry, hungry hippo sucks up delicious marbles. With Capitol Records behind them, the band moved to L.A. to put together a new album, which would be called Ocean Avenue. Ocean Avenue would shoot to number one on TRL's charts and number 37 on Billboard. From there, they would be on the soundtracks of every angsty teen TV show, video game, and magazine cover. Ocean Avenue went on to sell over 1 million copies in the U.S. alone and paved the way for the band's career, which ended a mere week ago. With 10 albums, 3 singles, and 1 controversial violinist, today we stand by Yellow Card. All right, welcome to the podcast, my co-host, the Queen of Mean, Tommy McNamara.
Did I do that?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, the Ben Harper to my Ryan Key,
hell
Tommy
yeah.
McNamara.
It's not the same Ben Harper, is it?
I no. don't know, actually. No. I was thinking that the whole time.
Ben Harper's like Mike Jones. It's a very
who?
Generic Mike Jones. Yeah, it's just a generic name.
I don't think it's that generic.
Mike Jones? I guess that is. I don't think Ben Harper is that generic.
Sounds like a I've half never... white, half black man.
Yeah, like the singer Ben Harper.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah, yeah, maybe it is the same.
It's just one of them.
Yeah.
Who did you think we were talking about?
I thought it was some other guy. I didn't know.
The other voice you're hearing right now is Ari Findling.
Hey.
Very funny Ari Findling,
oh
Indiana's Indiana University's own.
Thank you.
Ari
I'm so
Findling.
Excited. This is honestly the most exciting podcast I've ever been on. The
is that true?
Baked Hoosier.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about literally one of my favorite bands. Outside of Bruce Springsteen, this is probably my number one favorite.
That's one thing I was going to ask you. What are some of your other like top choices as far as bands go? As far as what are you listening to on the reg?
Bruce Springsteen's number one, right? Like far, there's nothing even close to it in my
The Boss.
Mm-hmm. And then I like Billy Joel,
The Manager.
I like OAR.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
And then you go into,
oh,
like,
boy.
8 pop-punk bands.
So that's, like, why Yellow Card of the pop-punk bands?
There's, like, a fusion. I mean, I love this violinist mm-hmm. more than... I know you got. You said it was controversial.
Controversial, because a lot of... We'll get into it with the case against Yellow Card.
Yeah, I mean, it's you brought an instrument that's not even doesn't even exist in this genre of music
mm-hmm.
and made it a widely successful band.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like Yellow Card. I like Newfound Glory. Yellow Card, I think I live by this, like, there. You know how when you get your license, there's, like, the one CD you have in your car, and that's, like, what you'll listen to for the rest of your life? The first CD I got when I got my license was Yellow Card, Ocean Avenue. 2004.
It wasn't Midget Tossing?
It was not. No. What am I, 37
with your old
old?
Ass?
Yeah.
Have you listened to Midget Tossing?
I don't think so. Was it even released? I've never. I mean, I've heard Midget. I've heard just audio of midgets being tossed. But never the album.
My problem with that album is it's too short.
Yeah.
Oh,
how you guys doing?
Shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I prefer N-word hosing that they, that was their prior album.
Right.
As long as they're going to be so offensive.
Happy to be here, guys. Super happy to be here.
I can't believe how the timing of this worked out. I just read that article, too. They played their last show ever in, like, what?
Like, literally a week
ago. A week
ago,
ago yeah.
Less than a week ago.
Yeah, right? Well, when you asked, like, which band, I literally was reading an article about them breaking up, and
so
I was like...
So we've all read this article?
Yeah, it was like... well, I knew that they were breaking up for a while. It's, you know...
Are you in contact with the band?
No. I mean, I met them once, but I'm never, like...
Well, let's do that right now. What happened? How did you meet
them? Hey, it's me, Ryan Key.
That's a spot-on
right,
impression. Yeah. No, I mean, it was not, like, a big formal introduction. I went to a concert when I was in high school, and we
where
like
was the concert?
It was at Starland Ballroom, I think, in South Jersey.
Okay.
And it was Yellow Card, Less Than Jake.
And Bruce Springsteen.
And Tony Bennett, actually. No, it was Yellow Card, Less Than Jake, and a band called Catch 22. And, you know, you start mosh pitting, you start jumping up on stage. And we jumped up on stage, and then security kind of like ushered us back into
as
like a back
job,
hallway,
yeah.
Right? And the concert ended, and we just got like a nice shake, a handshake from Yellow Card.
Wait,
oh,
because
you
fucked up?
Well, yeah, because we fucked up. We jumped on stage, and then they just like pushed us to like the side corner where the band it was like, it was like a terrible security guarding because they literally put us in this like holding area where the band would eventually yeah, walk back yeah. through. So you guys are really bad at your job. but yeah, that was my only meeting with them.
That'd be like if you like streaked at an NBA game and they just threw you on the bench,
yeah, yeah, just put you in the locker room,
yeah.
Wait
yeah,
in the shower.
You're in the penalty down. Box of this hockey game.
Yeah,
yeah. That's interesting. They did you see them when they came to IU?
No.
They played Little Five.
Really?
Uh huh.
What year?
I want to say it was like my sophomore year, maybe. So, and we went to school around the same time.
Yeah, 2004 to 2008.
Yeah. So this might have been 2008.
Ooh.
Because I graduated in 2010.
Okay. Yeah, I've the only band I remember in 2008 bands that came was I think Ludacris came, OAR came, and Bubba Sparks came.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Man, if I was like partying and OAR started playing a set, I'd be like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, man. You're going to have me back on to defend OAR.
I loved OAR in eighth grade, but I think they're an eighth grade band.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
That's why I love Yellow Card, because they're a 12th grade band, and I will forever be a 12th grader.
They are a 12th grade band,
yeah,
I definitely
sure.
think. Because listening, you didn't put this song on your playlist, for obvious reasons, I think, but you didn't put Ocean Avenue.
Right.
Because, you know, everybody's heard it.
It's
but I had forgotten it. Like, I just told... Sometimes with these bands... Because a lot of the bands that are going to be on the show are bands that I, too, enjoy. Yellow Card, I had, like, no familiarity with.
Really?
Except for Bad Things. One thing they... So I'll list you my understanding of Yellow Card. Kay. They came for Little Five. I heard it wasn't that great of a time, but it was
where
a free concert. It was at one of the frats.
Okay.
Then they...
Probably ATO.
That's probably it.
I'm fucking totally not
ATO
holding on
bucks.
To any fraternal.
Oh God,
Jesus!
Competition right now. Keep going. Sorry.
Okay, so they also came to my high school and did an episode of Made. The lead singer Ryan.
Hell yeah.
Is it Ryan Key?
Ryan Key.
Yeah, Ryan Key came to my high school. And it was the year after I graduated, but I just watched the episode right before this.
Really?
And it's so weird.
Oh, I've never seen
it. Because I know both people who, because it was a battle of the bands where he helped both kids, and he seems like he fucking hates to be there.
Really?
Yeah, he seems very disingenuous.
Were they trying to be like pop punk stars, these high school
they
kids?
They just wanted to be, there's a battle of the bands at Rhinos
okay.
Every year, and they wanted to win that battle. They wanted to be rock stars.
Hell yeah.
And one of them is a very wonderful lady. She went to IU too, and I met her through telecommunications class. She's like a gamer lady now. And
like
she's
plays
cool.
Video games?
No, she's like on a site or something.
Okay.
You know how they like... we'll like play video games. She like runs it. She's on a network, like an internet network of
okay.
some kind. The World Wide Web, I believe.
I've heard it.
And the other guy is a freak who walks the streets of Bloomington singing out loud and thinks he's still a superstar.
His name
yeah,
is
that's
Jared
what Ryan
Thompson.
P does now. So. His name is what?
His name is Jeremy Gottwalls,
okay.
the real name, but he's a real. Looney Tune, but he's a. I mean, he's nice enough, but yeah, he's just a weirdo.
So that's like your only.
And one other thing. One other thing. I'm pretty sure Maria has a story that she made out with somebody from Yellow Card.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
That's my girlfriend. So I'm going to find them. I'm going to kick the shit out of them.
Oh, man. I want to see this.
I don't know which one.
Oh, man. I'd love to make out with somebody from Yellow Card.
I could be wrong. And wait. I don't think she knows that I know this.
Really?
Either. I don't know.
How did you see the tracks of their latest album?
Oh, shit. No, I didn't.
One of them's called Dear Maria.
Dear Maria, yeah. Track 8, Maria with the Ass.
Yeah. Track 9, Tom Cook.
Yeah, they looked you up on Facebook. Yeah.
Tom Cook Avenue. And it's just Ocean Avenue.
What about you, Tommy? Did you ever listen to Yellow Card at all?
I loved Ocean Avenue. I thought it was great. Just the song. I'd never heard a single other song by them.
Yeah.
And I loved like that type of music. Like, I love Take This to Your Grave, the Fall Out Boy album. I love Saves the Day. I was into that, but I never got past that song.
This is
great.
This is what I thought, because I liked that song. I loved Ocean Avenue. When that came out, I was like, this is the perfect song for my angst. And I was like a virgin, and I was like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
This is my wheelhouse. But I already had Fall Out Boy, and I didn't need both. And I always, the more I read about them, I kind of feel this way too. And in a second, we'll get into the rest of the case against Yellow Card. But I always kind of felt like the Yellow Card didn't have a sense of humor about itself.
They
did kind of
take themselves seriously. I will agree with that.
If you,
I mean, when
look
you're changing
them,
music, you're going to feel that way. When you're changing the face of pop punk music.
They were literally changing musicians. There's one member left from the original band who made it the whole way through.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Key is going to be touring when he's like 60 years
old.
But
he's not
singing.
Even from the original band.
No,
he was
replaced
a backup singer.
Yeah, the first singer.
He replaced the guy.
What a coup.
I feel like that happens
a lot.
He tried
to replace me in my relationship.
I think he's dating Maria. Where is Maria
That's
right now?
That's good
she
question.
She could be with Ryan Key.
I think she said she was going to Ocean Avenue.
Weird. She's all folding in on itself.
I loved that song, but it felt like Hollister music to me. You know, like, I just remember always seeing, like, them be like their album at a Hollister. I shopped at Hollister back then. I loved
still
Hollister.
Still kind of shop at Hollister.
I don't shop at Hollister now. How dare you?
You just still have clothes from Hollister.
Yeah, I mean, they still fit. Yeah. If the beach shirt fits, wear it, you know?
Yeah, that old adage. I think I either bought my first Yellow Card album at a Hollister or a Sam Goody, one of the two. But it's very like that's what I was into. I was a big jort guy in high school. I'd wear hemp belts and hemp bracelets. You know, I never kissed a girl once.
It's
had
like
a lot of angst.
It's like to me, it feels like surfer music for someone who never bought a surfboard.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like you want to be at the beach, but you don't know what that even means.
Yeah.
It's spring break music.
It's the guy who says he's a skateboarder, but has never skated, but still wears Etney shoes.
Yeah,
sure.
Do you want to do the, if you
yeah.
We were, when you go to Spotify, there's a feature where it tells you if you like this song, you may also like this thing. So we found a list of what you might also like. So, Tommy, you want to do the first one?
If you like Yellow Card, you might also like Taking a Nap in a Pack Sun.
Checks out.
If you like Yellow Card, you might also enjoy shoplifting, but only from corporations.
If you like Yellow Card, you might also like wearing black jeans on a boat.
See, I have never worn black jeans once.
If you like Yellow Card, you might like having an earring, but not on the gay side.
That's the left side?
Can you think of any, Ari?
Right side?
No, that's the crib side.
You might also like not losing your virginity until you're after 20.
Yeah.
I think.
Did
I
you
love
not?
Yellow Card.
Yeah, not until I was 20.
20?
You were 20? I was 20. 21.
Really?
Top dog.
What about you? You were young, right, Tommy?
19.
19.
But it's crazy that
young
I was
gun.
The quickest of the three.
I know. I
young
remember
gun.
The exact day.
I do, too, because it was Columbus
like
Day.
The day mine was 7-7-0-7. That's the only reason I remember.
Wow.
Big, well, it's your
day.
Lucky day.
Hell yeah.
The slots.
Hell yeah.
Man, Tommy was barely legal when he fucked.
That's how I walked around with a halter top that said barely legal, just waiting for someone to scoop me up.
He was on that call line, wearenineteen.com. Oh,
I don't know what other music would you listen to in high school, like if you were a super angsty teen, like pop punk music feels like that type of music.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
I mean, I guess I didn't have a specific band like this. I just liked
the
genre. So yeah. Like I really loved, actually Fall Out Boy is the exception to that. I loved
Take This to Your Grave.
Take This to Your
album.
Grave, and I also loved Under the Cork Tree.
Okay.
I fucking love both those albums. But also I loved like some songs from Sum 41, uh-huh. and like I liked this song, but it was a little bit too late for me, I think.
Right.
In that I had already gotten into these other bands, and yeah. I got into Linkin Park pretty hard, but that's not that's not even pop punk.
No, that's like that's more towards like Linkin Park, Hoobastank, a little bit more like.
See, I don't think Hoobastank and Linkin Park are similar at all.
They're not, they're not similar
to anyone. Hoobastank is way closer to this.
Yeah, it's
Hoobastank
closer.
Hoobastank is like Switchfoot.
And the Lincoln, Christian rock band?
Yeah. That's what I think of when
well,
I
Well, Hoobastank, the only reason, song I know is The Reason.
Yeah.
And The Reason is you. Do you think that, Ocean Avenue, like, do you guys think you know Ocean Avenue because of how popular the music video was? Like, do you think it would have been... Because I vividly remember the music video Ocean Avenue. And
I mean,
the
video
the
was more popular
than the song.
It's, I mean, the video reached higher levels of popularity than the song. Like I said, it went number one on TRL. It was a big time for TRL. These are Carson Daly days.
Yeah, I remember getting so mad that the radio wasn't playing Yellow Card when I was like a junior in high school, and I was just like, they don't get it. Why aren't they? They keep playing the stupid Celine Dion song, and they won't play freaking Yellow Card. And I get so mad.
What Celine Dion song was it?
She did like not Celine Dion. Cher.
Shakira.
Cher.
Oh, Cher.
That Do You Believe in Love?
Oh, that was the same time, wasn't it? Man.
It was like a 2002, 2003.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's. Well, really quickly, do you have any memories that you associate with Yellow Card? Like getting engaged or like... one of your songs made me think about that. I was like, I bet Ari listened to this on his way to like...
get jacked
meeting
up.
Meeting his wife to like...
it was the first concert I went to without my parents.
Okay.
So the first concert I went to with my parents was NSYNC featuring Dream.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Was it just you and your parents
no,
at an NSYNC concert?
I don't think it was both my parents because I think my dad somehow like got out of it. But
my dad somehow didn't suck.
Yeah. My mom, my sister, and me, I think, went to this NSYNC concert.
Oh, my God. But Noah didn't go?
And B.B. Mac, if you remember them.
Oh,
too.
Of course I do.
Shit, I remember B.B. Mac.
B.B. Mac was the best.
What was their hit?
Baby,
the
set me free from this misery.
Oh, shit.
I can't take it
You
no
are snapping
more.
At all the wrong moments. You have no rhythm.
Dude, I noticed. I was like, I don't think I snapped at the right point there. I can't sing and keep a beat at
I
the same
snap,
time.
I can't snap, so when people snap, I feel like they're taunting me.
Dude,
that's
I couldn't
about
snap
whistling.
In kindergarten. We had to
oh,
like.
Thanks.
Hey,
no,
that's
we had to
weird.
Do, we had to do this thing in kindergarten where like it was like a music class, and you had to like snap and whistle, and I couldn't snap or whistle. So when you would snap, like you would go around this like circle, and then she'd point to you, and you'd have to snap, and I couldn't snap, so I'd go.
Oh, that's tricky.
Yeah.
Did they buy it?
That's
no,
one of the tricks.
It doesn't sound anything close to snapping.
It did sound so confusing.
But now I can double snap.
I hadn't fingered a girl when I was in kindergarten.
I would pay a guy to crouch behind me and snap.
So Yellow Card's second concert. First concert I ever went to without my parents, I went to like with just like a bunch of kids. We took the bus into New York.
Ooh.
No, was it the one in Jersey? No, we took the bus down to Jersey, Starland Ballroom. And we went to this concert. I remember the opener was this band called Catch 22, and the lead singer kept talking about how his fingers were sore because he had just fingered a girl.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing less cool than bragging about fingering people.
At that age, now?
How old was he?
Now
at
it's
30,
sick.
It's super cool
it's
to brag
It's pretty sick
about
now.
It. Yeah. How old was he? I'd imagine they were 25 and I was 16.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't show me his ID or anything, so yeah. I don't really know for sure, but I would guess.
I just wonder the age of, like, when a band sounds like this.
Right.
How old are these guys?
How old were they into? Well, how old is Ryan Key now? So
let's look that up.
Yeah, I want to. I bet he's 36.
You bet he's 36?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to say
bleach blonde
40.
Hair.
What's he
going to
do for
years?
The next 50 years? You know
I
what I
know.
Mean? Like, his band just ended.
He talks a lot about wanting to continue the journey of being an artist and shit. He's very. This is part of the case against them. Him. He just seems like a douche. He was born in 79.
79.
So he's 39. He's like 37. 37,
yeah. He looks like a villain from an 80s movie.
Yeah.
He's got that bleach blonde hair. Yeah. He's super like, seems like a tough guy.
That?
Probably.
Ugh. He does. I just looked at a picture of them.
I think once you commit to that haircut.
That's what Maria's into.
Yeah. Can't believe Maria is just dyeing this guy's hair right now. It's insane.
Yeah.
So he's 37 years old. So in 2002... That's 15 years ago, he would have been 24, 23, 22.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He seemed like
So he must have made so much money at that age.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was probably rolling in dough. I mean, those Warped Tours paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing that. He got to do all those tour things after that. And I bet being on all those fucking movies and cause he was in Spider-Man, that their music was in Spider-Man 2 soundtrack.
Yeah.
Which is a huge soundtrack
Spider-Man.
To be in. Guess the movie, Ari.
I don't know.
It's a Judd Apatow
You're
picture.
Mean.
I like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I like Spider-Man.
You're going to fantasy baseball and I like Spider-Man.
Knocked Up?
Yeah, there okay. it is.
No, is that it? That is
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's Knocked Up.
Fuck, that is it. For
Leslie
some reason
Mann.
I thought it was Funny People, but it is it's because she's in that too. But yeah, Leslie Mann, man.
Love Leslie Mann. Mm. Listened to an interview with her today.
How was it?
It was great.
Nice.
Yeah?
It was great. They seem like they have a good life.
Who was interviewing her?
You mean
Willie
Judd
Geist.
Apatow
No, I mean Kim Jong-un. And no, Willie Geist was interviewing her on
the
Today Show.
Who the
hell is
Willie Geist?
On the Today Show? You don't know Willie Geist?
I don't watch the Today Show. I'm not a married man.
What are you watching in the mornings?
What?
You
I don't
watch
anything
in the mornings.
Mornings.
You watch no television in the mornings.
I wake up, I do 50 push-ups, and I go through.
You muscle your way through 50 push-ups, get to like 40. Well, first of all, I don't believe you do 50 push-ups because we had a push-up contest.
Yes,
and
we did.
You did 9.
Okay.
You had a push-up contest?
Yeah.
We were at a Nets game in a box.
I think, okay, so the only way to solve this is at the end of the podcast rematch of the push-up contest.
For sure.
We're in a box, and it was Nets 76ers, and it was so boring that at some point we're like, well, I guess we'll just do a push-up contest.
Which, did you, I think Tommy
was it one-on-one?
No, it was, there was like 10 people.
Did
and Tommy
win?
Was like, oh, this is bored. Let's go to the, let's do a push-up contest. And Tommy goes first and does 9.
Well, and see, if I had known how many other people were going to do, I wouldn't. Have done it at all. Because I was pretty proud of 9. And then Casey goes right after me and does 50. And then I was like, oh man, I shouldn't have gone
I
first.
I think I could do 50.
I think I could bang out 50.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a contest.
Also being funny.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm sure. I'm sure it wasn't what you were actually only capable of doing.
Let's talk about how many push-ups we can do some more.
This is the most yellow card conversation ever. Like, for sure, this is what they have. Like, backstage 2003, they're definitely having push-up contests. For
That's
sure.
true.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like 2003 was probably when they were their happiest,
yeah,
because they were creating that album.
Right.
After that, it seems like they were miserable.
Yeah, they anytime that two albums after you're just releasing an acoustic version of the one album that was good,
yeah,
is not a good sign for them.
No,
the band.
That's not good.
But it was a good, still a good album.
And they kicked Ben Harper out
because he was stealing their kisses.
My man, you've been holding that Ben Harper riff in for like 25 minutes.
They kicked him out. He was stealing kisses. I can't remember any other Ben Harper song. But
I can't either.
Yeah.
Diamonds on the Inside? Is that a...
What is it?
Diamonds on the Inside? Diamonds on the Outside?
I've never heard that.
I got that. No, I don't, I'm going to start snapping at all the wrong things. I'm get made fun of.
Yeah, so they kicked him out, and they said that the fame had gone to their heads. And it was literally, like, the smallest amount of fame
right.
you could have.
Post so their peak, yeah.
Then they released Lights and Sounds, and then they kept... They've lost so many band members throughout... They've shed the dead weight off until it's just Key and...
Isn't that a Coldplay song, too? Lights and Sounds?
No, Speed of Sound is
all
the thing.
Light,
and then Fix You,
no
and all that
sound.
Sound. Yeah, they ripped off Coldplay. That's the yeah.
Pre-Coldplay, ripping off Coldplay.
Was it pre-Coldplay?
2003?
I don't know if that was... No, because 2003 was Ocean Avenue. Lights and Sounds is the album after that.
Oh, yeah, that was probably 2005, 2006.
And in 2006, that's when that song came out. Or it was, I think, 2005 that... Because I was listening to that my senior year of high school.
Which, the Yellow
X and
Card
y,
song? Oh, the Coldplay song.
The Coldplay album, X and Y. And I can't remember if it's on that or the album before because I get it mixed up with another song. But... Nonetheless, Yellow Card's full of shit. Look,
Jesus
let's get into the criticism. Let's get into the case against
Ooh.
Yellow Card. Here's an interesting factoid about Yellow Card.
Okay, I'm listening.
Hard to find criticism of them.
Really?
Harder to find than I thought. And it's not, but I still hold that this is a valid band because I would make fun of you for liking
right.
Like, people would make, you've been made fun of for this.
Without a doubt. Every time I turn it on in my apartment, my fiance gets very mad at me.
How often is that?
Once a week. I like it's like it's like a good pre-workout or good running music.
Yeah.
So I like it.
I ran to it today.
Yeah?
and I'll share my opinions when we we start.
Did you like just start vomiting while you were running?
A couple of these songs are not good for running that you put on here. But anyways,
what does your fiance say? Does she say turn off that racket?
So turn that garbage off, and then she puts on like
a strap on.
So I'm trying to get fingered over here.
Yeah, she turns on. She puts a strap on and butt fucks me. she does do that. Yeah. All right, let me hear these criticisms.
So, criticisms I found are that they're a ripoff of Green Day. How does this make you feel? Green Day light.
Well, I think every pop, like, there was, you had regular punk, like Ramones and that kind of stuff. And then Green Day was, like, the big pop punk band. So, it's like any time that you come after a band that changed, like, every band after fucking... what's the Kurt Cobain?
Nirvana.
Band? Nirvana, yeah.
The Kurt Cobain. Kurt Cobain and the Saddies.
Kurt Cobain and the Flannels. Is a fucking grunt, is a ripoff of Nirvana. So it's like, that doesn't bother me at all. I just realized, compliment.
Isn't it ironic that when you think that Courtney loves a band which called Hole, and that's what she put in Kurt Cobain's head.
Jesus Christ.
I just think it's ironic.
That is ironic.
Don't you think?
That's just what that song's about? Ironic. I've never heard a single Courtney Love song. I couldn't tell you.
Oh,
what.
Yeah. I bet you have that. Yeah. Da-na, 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 oh, make me over.
It's pretty good. There's some good Hole songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all I want to be.
I think Green Day Light is a compliment and not.
But here's how I think of it. Because a lot of it was like, a lot of it's that they're overhyped, that they are, they're posers.
Ooh.
What do you think about posers?
First of all,
oh, shit.
The term poser, when you're when you know that you're a loser, is a compliment because these guys know that they're misfits and outsiders. Okay, these guys are on the fringes of society. These aren't cool people.
Yeah,
they're trying to assimilate into the world. That's what a poser is. You try and mesh your character into what the world wants you to be, and that's all Ocean Avenue is.
It sounds to me like someone's called you a poser before.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Has somebody accused you of being Green Day Light before?
Fuck these high school. Listen.
Oh my God, Ari's crying.
Yeah, I may still be holding on to high school angst, and that's why I still listen to Yellow Card and fuck everyone
this
else.
This is why we bought this dreidel for you to.
I just come into this podcast and there's just a dreidel sitting on the table.
Why is this dreidel on the table? It does look like.
Oh, I thought it was yours.
No, it does look like we brought it just for Ari.
Well, I go, why is there a dreidel? And Tom's like, we'll talk about it on the podcast.
I just thought it was funny to act like there was a reason for it.
Well, this is how they let me know I was getting fired at the Anti-Defamation
Hand your dreidel. It stops on your fire. You think that poser is just a thing that they're used to being called.
Yeah.
It goes along with their story.
It. Yeah, I think they embraced their poserability, if that's a word.
Okay.
I don't think it's a word.
I'm pretty sure it is a word. Yeah. If you think it's a word, tweet at us, hashtag poserability is a word.
It's actually my wedding hashtag. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
When's your wedding?
It's in May. Our hashtag is going to be I'm with her. I think.
That's so funny.
I'm not joking.
Lock her up.
I've literally pitched both.
But you'll never find
both.
The pictures.
I know, but that's the funny part, is that all these fucking super conservatives are going to go through these hashtags of lock her up and I'm with her, and they're just going to come up with all these beautiful pictures from my wedding, and I find that very funny.
Mm-hmm.
My fiance does not like
what
it.
What does she want?
She wants, fucking Ari weds Leslie or some stupid
that's
shit.
Clever.
That's stupid, dude.
It's stupid. I'm with her is funny. It's topical.
I think
topical.
You should make it drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp, yeah.
Lock her up
hashtag
is pretty good because you are locking her up.
Yeah, I'm locking her up and I'm
lock
with
her. Lock her down.
Lock her down. Dick her down.
Ooh, dick her up.
You ever hear somebody use the phrase dick her down?
Oh,
of course.
I've heard dick her down.
Yeah, you guys are from the Midwest. That's
trick or treat, dick her down.
Trick or treat, dick her down.
Thanks.
That sounded kind of Indian, accidentally.
Dicker down.
Yeah.
Only Tom can do that.
Yeah,
only
that's Tom. Right. Tom Dicker.
Yeah.
All right.
We've gone off the rails here.
All right. We've gone off the rails. Here's, so I did a lot of searching. There's a lot of people who will tweet, like, yellow card. I was putting in different phrases into Twitter to see what people were, what if people ever tweeted negative things about yellow card.
Yeah.
So I put in yellow card sucks, and that like got a couple things.
Did you put in S-U-C-K-S or S-U-X?
S-U-C-K-S. That's okay. A good question. Yeah. I put in yellow card just to see what people were saying. A lot of people were bummed that they were retiring.
Yeah.
Then I put in like I hate yellow card. All these things. Then I decided to put in yellow card is gay.
Okay.
That's when Twitter went off the rails. That's when
Did you go into the dark web?
I got into the dark web. Yeah. I'm on the black internet or whatever. What's it called?
Black Twitter.
Black internet.
Black Twitter. Yeah. Yeah, so that seems to be the type of people who hate yellow card.
So
the
what
most.
Came up when you typed in yellow card is
mostly
gay?
Mostly yellow card is gay.
Like just one guy has one blog that's just yellow card is gay and pictures of
you won't believe what Trump tweeted this time.
Actually, the funny thing is it was a lot of people who were like, I know yellow card is gay, but I kind of like them. Like yeah. It was a lot of people who felt bad about liking them.
That was like the era where there weren't a lot of out gay singers, you know, in
yeah.
the late 90s, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that nobody thought that Ricky Martin was a gay man is insane.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
There could be a lot of gay lead singers in that era.
Yeah, you got to tell this story.
I had this biography of Ricky Martin that had like a full chapter about
you
all his.
You had
like
a biography of
I
Ricky
I used to
Martin.
Bring it on stage. Yeah, yeah. Because I found it at
so
a garage
funny.
Sale and there was like a full chapter about all of his relationships with women.
Really?
And it was so funny.
What did they say?
It was just about him and Maria from the song Maria and like. How he would always, like it was like people would ask him about her and he'd be like, oh, she is the best. But like no one really knew.
No specifics
at all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that biography also contained the line, is Ricky Martin hot? And then it said, oh, I don't know, is Brazil in South America or something like that. It was great.
I'm surprised it wasn't an autobiography.
Yeah.
I really wish that.
It's a really little book, too. It's really weird. I'm so bummed you don't have it.
Is it like that Jerry Seinfeld book, Sign Language?
It's
smaller than that.
Really?
Yes.
It's like 8 pages.
I like the idea that I left this book. I left this biography of Ricky Martin at a bar in Boston. I love the idea of some Boston guy just finding a book about Ricky Martin in a bar and like changing his life.
His whole life. He's now a gay man now.
I almost said By Lemos, but that wasn't his song, was it? That was the other guy, Iglesias.
Leather them take you over. Selena's dead.
She is dead.
All I remember from Ricky Martin now is Livin' La Vida Loca.
It's a classic.
Is that the only
hit? He did a cover of some big song. I don't remember what it was.
I Can Be Your Hero. That's Iglesias too.
Iglesias, yeah.
Iglesias is great.
We're talking about Enrique, not Julio, right?
No, we're talking about Enrique, of course.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Julio
Enrique,
can get fucked.
Is he still with Anna Kournikova, Enrique Iglesias?
I don't know.
Oh, God. I was.
He's too hot to stay with one
woman. I mean, I was a tennis prodigy. So
we were both tennis prodigies.
Yeah. I was big into Anna Kournikova.
I played tennis every day in high school, but
really?
I was no prodigy.
But you weren't on the team?
Tennis?
I didn't play on the team. I didn't have the courage.
Oh, look at it. We were courageous.
Yeah. Look at us. I mean, that's a real yellow card move to be the best tennis player in your town and refuse to play on the team.
That's so true.
I should have loved them.
Yeah. Poser.
I was a tennis poser.
Yeah.
Let's see here. At Creamy Cinnabon says Yellow Card is a gay band.
Well, what you don't know is at Creamy Cinnabon is actually a Pitchfork editor. I don't know if people know that.
They're not a gay band. They're
they're great.
I'm going to answer that earnestly. Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Well, maybe that means good.
That's true.
This podcast supports all sexual orientations mm-hmm. and preferences.
Maybe, yeah, they could be using the old English version of gay.
Happy band?
Happy band.
But that's
they
just
are,
wrong.
But they're not happy. That you can't argue.
They're super mad at their dad. I mean, every pop punk.
A lot of dad
yeah,
stuff.
A lot of dad stuff.
Were you into,
let's get into
were you into pop punk because of your dad's situation growing
somewhat.
Up?
Somewhat. I liked rap a lot more for that, though. Like, there's a lot more, like, no dad sort of stuff. Because mine wasn't like I was angry at my stepdad, so then I had another level of it. And that's what I liked Eminem for that, and I liked, who's the, Everclear. I really liked, they
father
had Father of Mine.
Of Mine.
I would scream Father of Mine in my room. It was fucking sick. I still listen to it sometimes.
Everclear's it's great.
I never really had daddy issues, but I, for some reason, I like, I was very close with my father, but it's weird that I was into into pop punk music because they all have issues with their dad.
Yeah. I'm the same way, yeah, where I'd be like screaming along to songs and my dad would be like, hey, Tom, how you doing?
Dad, want to go watch the game?
Fuck you.
Well, I remember one time you've seen Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
I feel like this has already come out somehow.
Really?
Today?
It's just in our conversation. We've talked about Sister Act 2 like
yeah,
recently.
Yeah, maybe so the other episode.
Yeah. My father is an Israeli immigrant, okay? So I making a note.
Lock the gates.
Okay, so I remember like I was 12 or 13 or Sister Act 2 had just come out and I was in my room and I was singing Joyful, Joyful like in the big production of it in the movie. Mm-hmm. And I remember my dad opens the door and was like, okay, something's wrong here. I'm not raising this Jew properly. So
this is a bad Jew.
Yeah, bad Jew. Not when I have this new dreidel for him, though.
I found an article.
Just written, a general?
Written about why they hate. Like, it's this. I'm going to start by saying this is one of the worst articles I've ever read, but it was on consequenceofsound.com.
That's like
net.
A respected website.
Yeah,
it,
it yeah, seems yeah, yeah. like it. Yeah, it's I mean, legit, they have yeah. a lot of views. They have a lot of comments. This says, gather. The article is titled, "There's a lot of shitty things going on in the world, but at least Yellow Card broke up."
Oh, fuck this guy. Who the fuck wrote this?
This is Alex Young.
Click on Alex Young's. Click on his fucking.
I'm clicking on him. I'm clicking on him.
There better be an email address. Publisher. Alex Young, founder.
Is this him?
Is this the founder of this fucking website? Fuck him. Look him up
founded,
on Facebook.
Yeah, in 2007.
This is gonna.
Can we find this fucking asshole's number?
This is gonna be used in evidence in a murder trial.
If Alex Young winds up dead on Monday, it's fucking me,
why?
Ari Finley.
Why? Shut up.
Why?
Because you're gonna get arrested.
Why?
You can't threaten to kill someone.
I did not threaten to kill him.
You didn't threaten. You promised.
I said. I said if he winds up dead, it's me. I didn't threaten it. I said. I admitted to a premeditated murder.
Oh, that's fine. That,
yeah, okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'll minority report
fuck,
myself.
Double jeopardy, you're right. we talk
love
a lot
Ashley
of, there's going to be a lot of law talk on this podcast.
Yeah, you're
legally.
Prepping for a lawsuit about media, about using songs you can't, and I'm prepping for a murder trial.
What's the difference, really?
So can we get, what does he say? What?
So he says, gather around, children. Today, Yellow Card announced their breakup, and I have a story to remember them by. And I'm just going to generalize this story because it takes too long and it's a shitty article. But basically, he says...
Fuck off on Gather Around Children,
yeah,
by the way.
It's fucking annoying immediately. He says that at his college for spring break weekend, they would bring all these acts in, and they always sucked, he said. The Ghostface Killah came, but he didn't sing any of his songs completely. He only did 25 minutes, and he goes, if you want to hear the rest of that song, buy my fucking music.
That's what Bone Thugs did when I saw them in
so
college.
That's smart. That's so funny.
I do that with my stand-up.
Jeff Tate does a bit where he does that.
Oh, really?
His closer one time. It's really funny, yeah. Guster headlined, but then he goes, but it's Yellow Card who headlined in 2006. And I guess they showed up and people hated them so much they started throwing apples at the violinist. And then
Jesus,
it says, fearing for their lives, the band ended their performance early and threatened to sue the school.
What school? Does it list
let's see.
Yellow Card don't really sound like the bad guys
George
in this.
Town.
That's what I'm saying. Fordham University. But it's like, hey, fuck you. You can't throw
shit. You
were
throwing apples at a guy and you're
apples
like,
hurt.
You shouldn't end your performance just because you're getting pelted with apples.
You shouldn't try to sue us.
How come
like, fuck
I don't
you.
Understand why Yellow Card gets so much flack for having a violinist, but fucking Boyd Tinsley's given the key to like every city in the fucking 90s.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah,
he's the violinist in Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, okay.
I would argue with you that Dave Matthews Band is pretty shat upon as well.
Yeah, but he's
Jim
not as shat upon as the violinist in Yellow Card.
Not specifically.
Right.
I agree
well, I
with
think
that.
Boyd Tinsley
I think he's
dead.
More talented and he's probably dead.
I think he's dead.
What? Apple to the head?
Yeah.
What if that was like the thing that all violinists got? Like Mozart was like getting apples thrown at his head.
He died the way Sir Isaac Newton lived. An apple to the head.
These people are monsters. Who, first of all, why are there just.
Who throws a shoe?
Yeah, why are there apples at this concert? Like, why are there...
Yeah, these guys are fucking nerds.
So you bring
University.
Apples to a pop-punk concert?
I'm going to blame that one on the writer of that article, Mr. Alex, whatever the fuck your
Young.
Last name was,
Young.
Young. of Consequence of Sound, you're a piece of shit.
So is he saying that they're dicks for leaving
early?
Yeah,
for leaving and trying to sue the school.
People
it's like,
threw
yeah, but
apples
fuck
at
you.
Them, and yeah. you hired a band 3 years after their prime. It's kind of your
Well,
fault.
That's a college move.
Here's yeah. here's another...
That's how you get them cheap.
We had Girl Talk. It was already Woman Talk.
My man. Girl Talk is pretty good. I like Girl Talk.
You like Girl Talk?
Yeah, there was a period where I liked Girl Talk
yeah.
for like a year, maybe.
It really died. I think what happened is everybody realized how easy it was to do what he was doing.
Yeah.
And so then it became like oversaturated.
He's from Pittsburgh.
He went to Harvard.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pittsburgh school.
Yeah. I would not agree with that statement. Pittsburgh is.
What do you think about this? Sputnik Music listed the top 10 worst bands of all time. Number 10, Yellow Card.
Is this bottoms up or
so
top down?
So this means Nickelback is the worst of all time. They're number one.
Okay.
And Yellow Card, 10th worst.
Okay, give me nine. Give me after.
Nine is My Chemical Romance. Aww. Eight
what?
Is Coldplay.
Okay,
seven
I mean,
is Dragon
this is bullshit.
Force. Six is Oasis. Five, Linkin Park. Four, Green Day. Three, Limp Bizkit. Two,
list.
Creed. One, Nickelback. Yeah, it's funny that so many of the bands we've talked about
are all on this list. Fucking Linkin
Park.
Is there
like a little sentence after each one?
There's literally no explanation.
Who's this guy? I'll murder this person, too. Who is this? Who wrote
this?
This
is a user.
I'll
this
murder.
Is Vito.
I hope Ryan Key is proud of me because I'm murdering everybody on his behalf.
You're like the guy who tried to kill Reagan.
Yeah. Who is
yeah.
it? Yeah. Is that
John
the one
Hinckley
who's
or something?
Obsessed
yeah.
with Jodie Foster? Yeah.
You're like Dexter, but for shitty
yeah.
music.
Can we listen to some Yellow Card, please? All right,
let's
we'll
open
to
this playlist.
Yeah.
yeah, that's it is actually time. So the premise of this is that you sent us six songs
yeah.
to play to convince us to like Yellow Card.
I mean, that was not the
that's
instructions
not how
I
explained I
was
it,
given.
And that's not how I'm ever going to explain it. But that's what it is.
I tried to pick an eclectic mix
of
songs.
I asked you for your favorite songs from Yellow
right,
Card,
right.
to be fair. Because I assumed that would give us the true. Because I figured if you tried to like guess our tastes,
right.
that wouldn't work. I wanted to know where Ari's coming from.
Okay,
you know what's
that's
in
probably
Ari's
a good
heart.
Move not telling me then, because
so
I would have stacked the deck.
Yeah, so you didn't stack the deck. You gave us your list of what you felt is the best. Are the best Yellow Card songs yep. correct? All
yep.
right, or the ones that resonate with you the most. So we're gonna go through this list. I'll just list them now so that you know them. Lights and Sounds off of the
Lights
and
Sounds
album. View from Heaven off the acoustic
Ocean Avenue
yeah. album. Sure Shot,
one
which
for
is
the
off
kids.
One for the kids. For Pete's Sake, also off one for the kids. Life of a Salesman off of Ocean Avenue. And Gifts and Curses, which I could only find live.
Oh,
I
told you to look up the live version.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Yeah.
And that's on Paper Walls.
I don't. Yeah, it got. I don't think they released.
Too good to be recorded in studio.
No, I don't think they released an official Paper Walls album. I think it was a live album.
All right, so let's go ahead and start from the top here. Let's go with Lights and Sounds. Let's hear a little bit of it. I'm going to skip ahead as I am wanting to
do. Is it cool
do.
If I do a stage dive off of your couch? Is that okay?
That's of course okay. And if you have any specific parts of the song you want us to show people, chime in.
See, this is a very low violin use song.
Yeah.
Not a lot of violin in here.
Yeah.
This is, it got a little bit harder after Ocean Avenue.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, a lot of talk of this violin, but for most of it, I'm not hearing it.
Right. This song, this is probably 2005, 2006.
Yeah.
So they've been a band for, 11 years. You got to phase out an instrument every now and then. This is Ocean Avenue is their big, big hit album, and I remember... This was the album after that, and people hated it. People just ripped it to shreds.
Yeah.
Not to tip my cap on how I feel, but they were right.
We'll leave my judgment till now. That song, I think, it's one of my favorite on the playlist you gave,
yeah.
which doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Just an inconsequential fact.
That one I definitely could listen to, and I got all the way through it, and I listened to it. I did this playlist. I think that there's like four ways to listen to music. There's
Hold on.
Wait, what is this?
This is his gather around children, Alex Young moment.
Gather around, fuckos, because I have a theory here.
Okay, give it to me.
All right, I think walking around.
One.
You're just walking around alone. You're alone. I think communally, like we're playing video games, we listened.
Okay.
I think running.
Walking like, around
working,
and running two
I think,
different things.
Well, working out is like a different thing. I meant working out. And then I didn't really put much thought into the
live
fourth
concert?
One.
No.
Yeah, okay.
You can't
so
listen
live.
To music.
I'm talking about as far as a playlist
right.
goes.
Okay.
But yeah, maybe in the shower. I don't know what the fourth
what
one is.
What is wrong
Let's
with
what is the context of this list? What are you listing these
no,
four things
what I'm
for?
Saying is I gave it all those
Play-Doh?
Opportunities. Okay. I gave it all those. Oh, and driving around. That's the one I was going to say. Driving.
The golden mean.
So
there's a pyramid here.
You don't like listening it in any of those four ways.
No, what I'm saying is I wanted to give it as many different, because there's some albums I like to listen to when I work out, but I don't like it at any other time.
Okay.
Or like there's some albums I prefer like that. Like Kanye's Yeezus is my favorite workout album. But I don't
mine
necessarily.
Is Sarah Bareilles.
I'm not gonna write you a love song. Cause you're
I mean, you went into that way too quick. I mean, she's my favorite.
I saw her live.
She's literally one
did
of my
see
favorite.
Waitress?
Yeah, I did.
Was it good?
I did. I saw it with Jessica Mueller.
What is Waitress?
It's a play that she wrote the music
oh,
for.
Was your fiance right. mad? You saw it with another woman?
No, Jessica Mueller
Pardo
was
joke.
The lead. Waitress was great. I'm a big, my number one like girl that I can cheat on my fiance with is Sarah Bareilles.
Is that right?
Yeah.
She's a very pretty lady.
Sarah, number one? Her number one, John Krasinski.
Bad
Ooh,
choice.
Bad yeah,
choice.
She fucked up. Maybe like 8 years ago.
I heard he's
yeah.
a dick, too.
John
Krasinski?
I think I've heard that, too.
No way.
Why do you, because he can wink at the camera?
Yeah, he's Jim Halpert. You're telling me Norm from Cheers is a bad guy,
Probably.
Too? Probably. Mine's Sarah Bareilles, Emma
Yours
Stone.
Yours is bad, too, to be honest. Emma Stone's a good
one.
And
then Elizabeth Shue. I love me
she's
some Elizabeth Shue.
Is she 80 years old yeah. now?
Okay, Elizabeth Shue in 1986.
Leaving Las Vegas?
Could no, in Adventures in Babysitting.
Pretty soon you're going to be able to dig her out of the grave.
Who's your, do you don't have a.
I don't have a bucket
who
list.
Who throws a shoe?
Do you have a, do you have a bucket list, Tommy?
What's that?
Of celebrities that you.
Let me think. It's a good question.
Mine is Tom Hathaway. No, that's Anne Hathaway's brother. I'm trying to think of who would be up there. I used to have a big crush on Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Everybody hates that.
I don't. She's got a great thing going for her.
Yeah,
she's
I had
actress.
A crush on Lauren Lapkus for quite a while.
That's interesting.
And then when
you
she was on
like
Crashing,
first episode
it
of Crashing.
Ruined it for me. It
really?
Yeah, I hated that.
Interesting.
I hated that. It made me feel very uncomfortable.
Mm.
But this was back in her old Comedy Bang Bang days before she was a big celebrity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, who else?
I don't think Lauren Lapkus is number one on anyone else's list, so I think you could
do
it.
She's not number one on... I don't think I have a list. I don't think about this a lot. I don't know.
As Tom unfolds a piece of paper and puts it back in his pocket.
No, I have a hall pass,
right.
Of course.
Right. All right, what's my next song?
So your next song here... there's something I wanted to say about Sarah Bareilles, but I can't... I saw her open for Maroon 5.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I saw that concert, too, in Scranton, Pennsylvania at Montage Mountain.
Oh, yeah? Were the Hives also opening?
No.
It was Sarah Bareilles, The Hives, and
what a weird
Maroon 5. Bill. It was very weird.
I feel
weird.
Like it was Sarah Bareilles, Maroon 5, and John Mayer, actually.
That's insane.
It was a
Fuck
great
John
concert.
That's a wild
Fuck
concert.
John Mayer.
I hate John Mayer.
Why?
He's going to be an episode.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of things we're going to get to on this podcast. All right, is there any specific spot you want me to start at for this from View from Heaven?
No, wherever you want.
All right, I'm going to start at 50 seconds in.
Perfect.
Does this, like, affect you spiritually, this song?
Singing lines from all our favorite songs and melodies in the air. Singing
Tommy
lines
is currently covering
fair.
His face.
Sometimes
don't fucking do that. Don't insult the band like this. I think this is about one of his friends dying.
Are you trying to make me feel bad?
No. you should feel bad. This guy's fucking friend died, probably from some sort of DUI drunken accident, and...
You are using this. That's like saying, like, did you know that Let's Get Retarded in Here was written about
their
dumb cousin or something.
Wait, can I tell a quick side story?
Yeah.
I was at a rap concert in college, Sammy Adams. I went to a white school in Massachusetts, the only rapper we could have was Sammy Adams.
That's a guy, white guy from Boston, right?
Yeah.
It was that and Hoodie Allen.
I love Hoodie Allen.
I actually haven't listened to Hoodie
Allen. So we're at the concert, and I'm hammered. I'm hammered drunk.
Drunk? No.
And we're in the front row, and all of a sudden, like, they're like, there's like Hennessy. I'm like, so I'm drinking the Hennessy. Yeah. And then everyone's really mad. And I look up and they go, yo, they were pouring that out for our dead friend.
And then his
drunk ass just
like,
it's like a wet t-shirt contest for you. And they're trying to.
And what's weird is their dead friend took over your body after that.
That's a new Freaky Friday that you
that
need
would
to
be
start.
Good. We should write that film.
Why is I forget who I was talking about this with, but all these body snatching. Why is it Friday or that all these body snatchings happen?
Because Friday the 13th is cursed.
Is that when Freaky Friday happened on Friday the 13th?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, it had to be, right?
Interesting.
Yeah, somebody should write a book about that. It's so fascinating.
I think I say interesting when I just don't agree with the comment.
Yeah.
I think that's so. Are you checking your fly if it's open?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this a little. Is this still? Did I pause it? I think I paused it.
And listen, I didn't. I wanted to like these songs.
Yeah, we both.
I don't know
if it,
I don't
like
think you
songs.
Did.
No, I went into it with an open heart.
Is there one that you like more than any of the other ones? Let me tell you.
Ocean
one.
Avenue.
Okay. But
nothing
I didn't put that on my list.
Nothing comes close.
Mm.
Well, I think we should at least give each song a fair.
Yeah, let's listen to them.
Let's listen to each one and give it a fair assessment.
Okay.
Because I really wanted to like these. I really did.
It's surprising
it's
that
hard.
As
just
a fan of pop punk,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't resonate with you.
I think that it's just because for me with pop punk, it's such a period piece that that's a real tongue twister, a lip twister.
Pop punk period piece.
Pop punk period piece. So it's like if you didn't get into it then, it's hard to get into
it now. That's very true.
So
yeah,
like
I don't think anyone's getting into pop punk now.
Exactly. It's gone. It's over,
right.
It feels like. But if you got into it, like I can still listen to Fall Out Boy and like
agreed.
Run.
But have you listened to newer pop punk stuff? Because there's some good shit. Like Modern Baseball is great.
Okay, yeah. I've listened to
I don't know
Modern
who they
Baseball.
Are.
They're awesome. You'll like
there's, them. It's very touch and go, but this feels like it's driven. A lot of this to me felt like it was driven towards radio play instead of just what it is. Like, instead of being silly, it doesn't feel like they, like I said, they don't have a sense of humor about it, which is what I always liked in pop punk. I liked that there was angst, but there was also like, we're going to name our songs 80 words long or whatever that Fall Out
Boy does.
It's
the Zach Braff of music.
Also, tweets ruined that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Tweets ruined the like funny song titles of mm-hmm. India, because now everyone makes those same jokes all the time. You know
yeah.
I mean?
No.
Yeah.
What do
yeah.
you mean?
All of Fall Out Boy's song titles were jokes. Are tweet jokes. It's like champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham friends. Yeah.
Right.
50 RTs.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one. What did that song like? Why did you pick that song?
View from Heaven.
Yes.
It's like a. It's got like kind of like a fiddle. In it. Like the violins used like a fiddle instead of like a soothing.
They're doing some plucking.
Right. So mm-hmm. I like, I kind of just like that.
And if we all believe
in heaven. Plus, I'm a huge
Christian.
Religious Jew.
That's what I was thinking. I had a moment where I was listening. I was like, wait, is Ari like a Jesus freak?
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, no.
There was a part of me that. Some of their songs could be construed as a Christian pop punk band.
Yes. Yeah.
Which kind of like going back and listening maybe freaks me out a little bit. That they're I was like a Christian pop punk guy in the
That
late
happens
90s.
Though. That happened like isn't Billy Corgan like a big Christian freak? Not that we judge Christianity on this podcast.
Well, it
hey,
definitely
whatever.
Sounds like it.
I feel like Corgan has some weird
Oh, yeah, he does, because it was my it's my cover photo.
That's
it was
what,
my cover photo on Facebook. Let me find the quote, because it's so
funny.
Yeah,
my friend lives
good.
Around the block from... Doesn't he live in Chicago?
He lives in Highland Park, going
yeah,
on,
my
which is 45 minutes.
My friend
north.
Lives around the block from him. Showed me his garage.
What was it like?
Three of them.
He had three garages?
Three garages
Corgan?
In Highland
what
Park.
What kind of cars he got in there?
I didn't, you know, go in.
You didn't you just saw the outside?
Okay, this is the Billy Corgan quote. I didn't find Jesus. He'd been there the whole time.
Footsteps, baby.
He He helped me smash those pumpkins.
I guess I listened to some Christian rock when I was younger.
I liked a lot of it. I liked Switchfoot too. I mean, I'll tell you what, truth or dare you to move. Truth. That was dumb. That was like a Waylon joke. Yeah, I liked a lot of, I mean, every rapper I liked was into God and still is a lot.
Do you ever hear that? What's that Christian rap group? Cuckoo Cow?
No.
My KKK? Life be like, ooh, ah. I've heard that song.
Ooh, ah. My life be like, ooh, ah. There was this MTV show that was the theme song. I don't remember the fucking name of the show, but it was about four kids who didn't know what they wanted to do after college.
Yeah.
So they made a bucket list of like 100 things. Do you remember the show?
I don't
remember.
It was
like maybe 2008, 2009. They made like a bucket list and they just said, I'm going to like check
off. I remember this.
Check off the list. Maybe it was called bucket list. I don't really remember. But I remember one of them, the pilot episode was they wanted to go to a party at the Playboy Mansion and they like Trojan horsed. The Playboy Mansion, but in this like
they
massive
dressed
cake.
Up as a naked woman. Yeah. Like
they got sex
on top
changes,
of each other.
And it cost $16 million, and it was like a 6-year process. But
and now we have Caitlyn.
Yeah, that's how it happened. What was the name of that song? I don't remember the show. I don't remember, but it was on MTV.
Yeah, I feel like I never feel more religious than when I'm listening to Chance the Rapper, which is current. It's not even like a...
Really?
He has like a lot of gospel shit in his
That music. Song that he did at the ESPYs for the Muhammad Ali tribute was amazing. Uh-huh. I don't think
which song did he play? Was it something
that's not...
It was
like a
special...
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. It's incredible. But
Chance
it's not
is good.
On that album.
Chance is good. But it, like I said, this podcast is not to judge anyone's religion. But sometimes when you find that stuff out, like with the Killers and the Mormon thing, you're just like,
they're Mormon?
Wait, are you trying to? Yeah.
Brandon Flowers is.
Yeah. All right, let's move along. As the All-American Rejects once said, we need to get somebody who loves them. If you love All-American Rejects,
I love that first album is really good.
It's very, yeah.
I
started
Palisades
listening to
Park
a lot of
Mall.
It.
That man got some blue eyes.
Hell yeah. He's a handsome boy.
Did you listen to Saves the Day? They're a Jersey band.
A little bit. The big Jersey band, pop punk Jersey band I listened to was Fountains of Wayne.
They're actually pretty respected.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like currently
I used to, the thing that they're
well.
Named after, the Fountains of Wayne, it was like a store on the highway, like pretty
oh,
close
really?
To my hometown, yeah.
You would drive by it?
Drive by it, yeah, when I'd go to lacrosse practice.
All right, let's move on to Sure Shot.
Love
here.
This was maybe my the first Yellow Card song I'd ever heard. That's why I put it on here.
Really?
Yeah. It feels definitely like a Green Day.
Yes.
Right? It feels like closer.
The first part.
Right.
The weird thing about this song is it changes, I feel like, halfway through. And then I stopped. I didn't mind this part. The very first part, I was like, oh, this is cool. It had that breakdown of like, I've got a shirt. Yeah. I liked that. And then it bored the shit out of me the rest of the way.
His voice is a little whiny and like
that's,
an annoying.
That's
and I
the
get
most
th-
annoying
I,
part
that's
about
like
them.
The only criticism that I've ever been like, okay, I understand this criticism.
Uh-huh.
Because his voice is very whiny.
Yeah.
It's an acquired taste.
Right. But so is like Panic at the Disco. His voice
I
is
love
very
that album.
The Which first one? Album,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the only
I
one.
Sins Not Tragedies.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I
like
their weird Nine in the Afternoon.
Nine in the Afternoon. He does Nine unbelievable covers. What's his name? Brand? I think his name's Brandon too, right?
Brandon Disco.
Yeah.
Mr. Disco
Brandon
to you.
Panic Disco. He's got a great Bohemian Rhapsody cover.
Interesting.
Big fan of. He's got
so
a great
check
YouTube.
That out.
You guys got to check out his YouTube
check
channel.
That out.
It is really good.
Do you follow the guy from Panic at the Disco on YouTube?
I don't. Do you follow people on YouTube? I don't.
Aren't people part of channels and stuff? I don't. But
Do. I'm like never on YouTube. Maria gives me a lot of shit about
my
that.
My mom follows one person on YouTube, and it's not me.
Who is it?
It's you know. There's that one YouTube station that's just how to pronounce words correctly.
Yeah,
where you just will type in like Dachshund.
She follows that.
It's the only one that she follows. That's hilarious. You type in like Dachshund, and then the YouTube video is just Dachshund. And that's it. That's the only one that she follows.
I feel like I thought you were going to say she only follows like hot guy 69. Like that's the sort of shit my mom's into. It's like shirtless guys. She'll watch that.
Do you ever go to the YouTube channel, the press? What's it called? The They smash. They like press things.
Oh,
pneumatic press.
Yeah,
the pneumatic press. Oh, it's great. They'll just put like a, you know, a Rubik's cube in a pneumatic press. It's just some like crazy German guy, and he just literally puts like cans of soup in a pneumatic press, and then he presses the button, and it smashes it, and he goes, "Aha! It's phenomenal. It's my favorite channel."
No one could hear that.
What if he smashed a fiddle?
A fiddle? I'd probably cry because I played the viola for like 1 year.
Oh, did you really?
Maybe
never,
that's why I like
Yellow
Card.
That probably has something to do with it. It's like Maria plays the accordion and she loves Beirut. And Weird Al.
I prefer
Beirut. What's Beirut?
Beirut. You don't know Beirut?
I know the game Beirut.
There's a band called Beirut. They got some good stuff. They're actually pretty. They're pretty good. But
does she just like Downeaster Alexa? That's her favorite song.
What's that?
Downeaster Alexa by Billy Joel.
No,
that's the one where he plays the accordion.
She did make out with Billy Joel.
She did. She fucked Billy Joel on Ocean Avenue. Weirdly enough,
I mean Billy Joel.
I saw Billy Joel live. It was great.
Really?
Yeah. At Wrigley Field.
He's been with some very attractive women. He's been with some very attractive women.
He's a sad man, though. None of it was enough.
Yeah, I don't think he's
if you're that
happy.
Rich and you keep getting DUIs, something.
Yeah.
He's not a happy guy. The funniest joke I ever heard was from, you know who John Gabris is?
Yeah.
Not the funniest joke I ever heard.
He's so funny.
One of the funniest things I ever heard him say was, he feels really bad for Billy Joel's daughter because she got Christy Brinkley's voice and Billy Joel's look. Which is
that's
like the meanest thing I've ever heard.
Have you heard Matt Bronger's joke about how he hates Piano Man because it's just him bragging? He's like, I was the Piano Man.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. So why did you pick Sure Shot?
It was the first Yellow Card song.
Okay. So and that one really stuck to you.
Stuck to me.
I would say that's my favorite of the ones we've heard so far.
Of the playlist.
Play For Pete's Sake. That's off that same album.
I think
album.
That might be even next. So I'll play.
And
yep, that is
fairly,
next.
If you listen closely, I don't remember where in the song it is, but if you listen closely, I'm pretty sure they ripped off the Top Gun theme in this song. Let's try and work it out. I think it's towards the end of the song.
Skip a little ahead here and we'll come back to it. Oh shit, I just lost everything. Okay, there. Da, da, da. All right, towards the end, last 52 seconds.
All these pop punk things always have like one of their friends' names in it, and they're always about somebody probably. Right here. You hear it?
Oh, yeah.
It's a Top Gun theme.
So you're admitting that they stole the Top Gun theme.
These people were sampling before sampling was a thing.
I think sampling has been around for a long time.
Mark Ronson is ripping Yellow Card off left and right. They were the first people to sample.
You need to talk to John Ronson and get a psychopath test. That's what you need.
Who's John Ronson?
He's the author of the book The Psychopath Test.
What is The Psychopath Test?
It's a book.
I know, but what's the test?
Written by John Ronson. Wait, was that it?
Wait, who's John Ronson? No, what's the test, though?
I don't know. I've only read his other books.
Oh, boy. This is an informative.
Yeah. We've gone real off the rails.
I also wrote The Men Who Stare at Goats that was made into a major
a
motion
George Clooney
picture.
Film.
With Tony, wasn't Tony Hale in that?
I believe he was.
Interesting.
But you're thinking.
Why do you keep saying interesting?
Yeah, everything's so fucking interesting to you.
Interesting. I mean, when you listen to Yellow Card, your kind of mind just opens up.
Okay. Okay. Like this
things.
Song, I understand. I get what they're doing. That feels like that era.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great.
Yeah, you're a liar.
That one, Tommy's just like, I want to stop listening to Yellow Card. So if I can just agree that I kind of like him, we can just end this thing.
There was a moment today where Tommy just goes, "This Yellow Card is making me angry."
Yeah, welcome to being 17 again. That's what that movie with Zac Efron was about.
That's right. That's right. He seemed
perfect.
Like Zac
Efron.
No, I met Zac Efron last year.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was great. He told me he wanted to come to one of my comedy shows.
Oh,
that's a true story.
Did he ever come?
No, he never showed up.
Damn.
He didn't give me his phone number, which was weird.
Oh.
What was the context that you met him?
A friend who works with Chance the Rapper introduced me.
Mm.
That's Chance the Chicago shit.
Yeah. Is Zac Efron from Chicago?
Nobody loves
Nobody's
Chance.
Nobody's at a party with
Everybody
Chance.
Loves Chance.
Everybody loves Chance. Chance is I'm waiting for Chance's downfall. I think there's got to be whenever somebody
what a
gets
villain you are.
That
Jesus.
High up.
Sometimes tried to do it and they failed.
Oh, they did?
They put like a front page thing about it, like a custody issue or something with his
with his daughter.
Ex-wife and his daughter and yeah. then it turned out it was kind of like a bullshit story and they just wanted to like
one thing that's interesting is he talks a lot about that in his music. So it's not even like some secret fucking scandal
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like right now he's untouchable, but no matter, I feel like the bigger you get, somebody's got to take you down at some point. The only criticism I have of Chance is when he dropped that F-bomb in Favorite Song on Acid Rap.
Oh, I don't even remember.
He says the gay F-bomb. He goes, slap happy F-slapper. And I'm not going to say the word here, Ari, but you can put it together.
Would I be a poser if I got a Chance the Rapper hat?
I have one.
I want one.
Do you?
Yeah,
Tommy
fucking
it?
Got
yeah.
one for
Let
free. Go get it. We'll talk about it. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen.
I feel
like he's
Tommy's
probably
been trying to work Chance
up.
The Rapper into this podcast.
You're right, so
like
he could bring this hat
minutes.
Out.
Yeah. He's going to come out and he's literally just going to be dressed like the album cover.
He's going to have that background behind him, the
I feel
smoky
like,
background.
Yeah, I feel like, did you wear, see, like when I was listening to Yellow Card, I was wearing a lot of hemp bracelets. Oh, you look like a tool.
What the fuck? Just took him
Hold
down
on,
immediately.
Wait, put it, put
he
it
was
on
wearing
straight.
That, he was wearing that hat, and he got compliments in the neighborhood.
Can I see it? Can I see the hat?
What do you think? It says Chicago on
what
it.
What is the three
it's
stand
or no, it says
for?
Chance. That's this third album. Chance 3.
I just burped into the microphone. but he doesn't sell any of his music, right? He gives it all away for free, and then he sells merch?
Yeah.
That's the way
That's
I'm going
right.
to do it with comedy.
That's right. And then he's on a Kit Kat commercial. But yeah, he gives it all away for free. That I think that's one thing, like, nobody can touch him for that. He's
yeah,
fucking great.
I think that's a good way to, like, combat your critics and
yeah.
villains, is to just, yeah, well, fuck you. It's all free. Shut up.
He was in a... I love him. I think he's a music genius. He was in remedial classes with our buddy Bobby Buds
really?
In Chicago. Yeah. They became friends through that.
Were you in remedial? I was in speech classes until I was in like fourth grade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was in, no, I was like a
genius.
Not a genius, but I was like
honors.
A nerd. I was all honors and like AP and shit like that. I was a little bitch.
I knew I didn't like you guys.
Sorry, we're too smart to like Yellow Card, yeah. Ari.
What's my last Yellow Card song?
So I think you might have two more. But
two more?
Yeah, did we ask
Whoopee.
You about that one? So that one just kind of bored me, to be honest. Like that one, I just kept forgetting. Like I was listening to it,
what,
and the next song would start. Yeah, I didn't mind it. It didn't offend my taste.
Yeah, it just didn't stick with you.
It just didn't stick with me.
Yeah. You just feel like not as good Taking Back Sunday songs.
Yeah. Listen, I didn't say that they're the greatest band ever.
I'm not trying to come at you. I'm trying to say this is how I feel.
Ari, tell us why we're wrong.
See, this is like a therapy. This is literally like every therapy session I have where
they argue with you.
I just scream at my therapist, and he's just like, I'm just trying to give my opinion. And I was like, well, you're stupid.
All right, let's see what
you're Don't look at me like you're about to do a spit take.
We've got Life of a Salesman. I think you have two songs.
Life of a Salesman's a good
song.
Yeah,
you got two songs left here. All right, so let's hear some Life of a Salesman.
Tom will like this because it's about a dad.
I just saw the Iranian movie The Salesman.
Oh, no, you gotta start this at the beginning.
Beginning?
This has a beautiful. This has a phenomenal opening. It's probably
you changed from beautiful.
Yeah. This is an awesome opening.
Oh, there's that violin. Honestly, watching you play the violin while it was happening did something for me.
I like
no,
the,
I, it
I like
added
the,
to it.
The quick run lyrics that are about to come up here. That's what I like about this song.
This is cool.
Are you being serious?
I'll give you that.
Okay, cool.
What's a dad for, dad? Tell me why I'm here.
Oh, lost
boy.
It.
Yeah. Lost my boner.
See, I'm because I have such a great relationship with my father,
That's
no
what
offense, Tom, but I... That's why I think I love the song so much.
See, I think that this is where the disconnect happens. Because I hate my father. I hate my stepfather. I have terrible relationships. One of them's dead, and thank God. But listening to this, I was like, oh, great. You love your dad. You want to be like him. Fuck yeah. You. Like, I was listening to that, like, this is not for me at all. Which is okay. Like, there's songs like... I'm sure there's some song out there about a good dad that I'd love, but this was not the one. Because
that song's actually called Fuck Tom Tokar.
I feel like you made this playlist at me for some reason.
Yeah. Can we talk about that Tommy's dressed in full Tommy Hilfiger gear like he's sponsored for this podcast?
I didn't do that intentionally.
We
got to
take pictures.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. But yeah, Tommy, what did you think of this song?
I loved the intro. The second he started talking, I was out.
Yeah, honestly.
So you liked the violin?
The violin was great.
I was never a violin hater.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. You know, Nirvana started that by bringing in a cello way before. But
they had a cello?
For most of In Utero. A lot of those songs, yeah. And then Unplugged, the same cellist, yeah.
I like mixing in a string instrument into like a rock band.
Yeah, it's great. It's
I think
great
it brings
sound.
a good alternate,
well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
What
woodwind.
Other good bands have like a good string instrument? Dave Matthews.
Yes, Dave Matthews. Who else? Maybe a Vampire Weekend. I feel like they've got some.
I'm trying to think, there's got to be some band that has like a stand-up bass.
Crow Medicine Row.
Medicine Show? Are you talking
whatever
about?
Whatever it is. Whatever that.
Have you? Did you ever see that court case? Old Crow Medicine Row versus Wade.
No, I've never seen it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I don't know what other bands had a violinist.
Well, listeners.
The Crypt Keeper walking up these stairs? Jesus. I know, but no one can
hear
that.
That's such an 80s riff.
The Crypt Keeper?
Well, you got the Crypt Keeper? Yeah.
You don't see all these props that I have in my suitcase that I brought over here?
I'm going to throw apples at you.
That's fine. I deserve it.
I would say that the apples thrown at Yellow Card were apples to crapples. Is that
what's
that
the last
song? Who's the '80s comic now?
Look, I'm not happy with it. I just am really turned off by all this music. So why did you pick that song? Because you love your dad.
I like that. I love my dad. I love that intro.
It's definitely very dad pleasant. It's dad friendly. You put that song on. You're like, look, Dad. I love you, and I want to be like you.
Yeah.
But I think that's where the boat thing comes in, where it's like, well, we're by the sea, we're going to go. It reminded me of...
Yeah, it's weird. I think that was just like, oh, we need something to rhyme, and we just threw sea in there.
It made me think of Manchester by the Sea.
I didn't see it.
Because it made me upset.
Can't beat it.
A lot of sad movies this year.
That's true.
Everything was sad.
This playlist, I think, this is a good song to end this playlist on, because this is what I think about this playlist. Gifts
curse?
And curses. So let's skip ahead here. This is live acoustic.
The reason why I put this on was I went like one of the first dates I ever went on.
I knew this was date related.
So one of the first dates I ever went on. I asked this girl what her favorite song, like what her favorite album was, and she said "The Gift and the Curse." And
yes.
I thought,
"Oh my
that
god!"
She meant this song.
Yeah.
Wait, what is "The Gift and the Curse"?
The Jay-Z, album.
Oh, they're the same.
Yeah. And we literally on our second day, we went to like a bowling alley, and I played this.
Yeah.
And she was just like, "The song is fucking awful." And I was like, I thought this was like our
like
common
such
ground.
A bitch.
You're like, I played it for you. Oh, that whiny.
I don't know if this was your intention, but I think I hate Yellow Card now. And I don't know if
shit,
that's
don't
the
get
point.
To your verdict
I don't
here.
Know if the point of this podcast. But I now not only do I hate Yellow Card, I think I hate myself.
You're canceling the wedding.
We talked about killing Alex Young. I may kill myself.
Oh, no, Alex.
Well, Alex Young won this situation right now. Jesus Christ.
So the reason you picked that song is very funny, though.
Yeah.
That situation. That happened to me.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Don't be ashamed of yourself, Ari. Great. We love you, Ari.
We
love you so much that we listened to that playlist so many times trying to convince ourselves.
Why did you listen to it so many just to come up with cool riffs?
We didn't have very many cool riffs, I don't think. But, Yeah, I really wanted to enjoy this. I think we've made it pretty clear throughout the playlist what our feelings are. I will say quickly before we go into our verdict on if we're going to stand by this band or not.
Okay. What's the name of this podcast?
Stand by your band. Okay. Yeah.
S-Town.
S-Playlist.
Yeah. You got to use that SEO search value.
S-Music. No, I had a similar thing happen to me where I had a misunderstanding with music, and then I got into the wrong thing, like the thing that was not what I wanted. Because do you remember Blue Cantrell? She had the song "Hit 'Em Up." There's like, just go about
high,
the hit 'em up
high.
Style.
No, that's
no,
from
no.
Space Jam.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. This is it's all about the rhythm of style. Just go.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's about her boyfriend or her husband cheating on
it's
her.
It's like a
and
weird
she, like, kind of
jazzy song.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. But then she like steals his credit card and like runs it up and like takes all his money.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
It's a real
interesting
Lisa Left Eye Lopez move.
She burned down a damn house.
Andre Rison. That's like, it's bad when the biggest thing you're known for is getting your house burned down and not your whole football career.
True.
Mm-hmm. You know, she had, we're going to talk about Third Eye Blind on this podcast, but she had Second Eye Blind. Hit it.
God,
I'm just kidding. You don't have to.
I hate you so much.
Was that her thing? I actually don't know. Did she like didn't have a left eye or something?
No, she had a left eye. I think
she
it was lazy.
She had like an eye patch.
She had one of those eye patches with the eye drawn on the outside.
Oh,
no, she
I
was
see.
Like that character from How Real Monsters. She would hold her left eye above her head.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Oh, I hated that show.
Really?
Hated it.
And you liked Yellow Card.
Yeah. Not, I was a big Rocko's Modern Life guy.
That's a great show.
Great show.
Better show for sure, but
great
they're
show.
Both
couldn't
good.
Get made today. Too transphobic.
Wait, why?
Watch it.
What was the name of his friend, the cow?
Heifer.
And don't fat shame on our podcast.
Yeah, quit fat shaming.
I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, anyway, I tried to get... So that song was called Hit 'Em Up. I asked for the song Hit 'Em Up. My buddy used to make mix CDs for me because I didn't have a computer.
Yeah.
And he had like LimeWire or whatever, and he would just download
Dog
music
pile.
Illegally. Yeah. So he got Hit 'Em Up, but it was the Tupac version, which was very different from
right.
what I wanted because it's probably Tupac's most violent song where he's talking about fucking Biggie's wife and then killing everybody.
What
like,
was her name?
What
Something
was her
Hill?
Name? Lauryn Hill?
No.
No.
Faith Hill?
Faith Hill.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the girl's wife? Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure it's Faith Hill as well.
It's Faith Evans.
Faith Evans.
She's Bob Evans' daughter.
Faith Hill had that song, How Can I Live Without You, after Biggie died.
No, that's Leanne Rimes.
No, are you sure?
How can I breathe without you?
I think that's Faith Hill.
No way.
It was in the... I'm going to look this up. Tommy, you want to bet on this?
What?
Faith Hill
When's
or
our
Leanne
push-up
Rimes.
Contest happening?
It's about to happen
because
okay. this is about over. All right.
How many push-ups
What's
do you
it
think
called?
You can do?
What song were we just singing?
It just type in How Can I Breathe Without
How
You.
How can I breathe?
No, I don't know the exact song.
It might be both of them. This is from an
How
era.
I ever do I have a bad voice, Tommy?
Yeah,
I do.
Holy shit.
Is it Leanne,
it's Leanne
Rimes?
Rimes?
Damn straight.
You know what's what confused me about it is I'm pretty sure it's in the soundtrack for the movie Con Air, which Faith Hill is in.
Really?
Yeah.
Who does she play in it?
It's Nick Cage's like wife or girlfriend before
is
he
Faith
gets
Hill?
Arrested. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. If I'm wrong about this,
July
I'm gonna be 14. Pissed off. Con Air.
Never saw Con Air.
Faith
oh,
Hill. Okay, I was right about that at least. All right, so I win the side bet, which is. And it says
there's
how
a
do
lot
I,
of money.
Here's why
right
I was
now.
Confused. It says how do I live Con Air. I'm going to turn this up. I don't know if it's going to interfere with our sound or whatever, but it's a scene with Faith Hill.
That is confusing.
I'm sorry. And this song is performed by Trisha Yearwood. So we were all wrong.
We were all wrong. All
right. Guys, let's wrap this up.
Okay.
Tommy, how do you feel about this this band, this
I
Yellow
still
card?
Think Ocean Avenue is a great song.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I realized that by only knowing that song, I was doing myself a favor. Every other song sucks.
You're the meanest
and
person
you
in the
must
world.
Have been a loser in high school.
That what I can
Holy
say
shit.
What
this
I can
guest.
Say unequivocally is that statement is 100% accurate. And I was a massive loser. I had no friends.
Hey.
I didn't do anything on Friday nights. I would watch Trading Spaces on TLC in my room by myself, and I'd cry myself to sleep listening to Yellow Card and Simple Plan. So, I honestly, this podcast has been super great for me. Reliving all these memories.
Ari, but I love you, Ari.
I love
Ari,
you too.
I love you, and I want to... I wanted so badly to like this.
Okay,
I'm
so,
sorry.
Will you count out the? We're gonna Tommy and I are gonna do push-ups, and you're gonna.
I'll count it out. Yeah. I'm gonna quickly say I'm not gonna stand by this. And,
fine,
but I will count your
push-ups.
Where push-ups.
Are you going? You're doing push-ups. We're seeing who can do more push-ups. All
right, you guys.
If
count.
I do more, wait, stop! Don't start yet. If I do more push-ups than Tommy, then you guys both have to say that Yellow Card is the greatest
game
ever.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna pause this while you guys do push-ups. All right, so we're back. Tommy lost the push-up contest. Ari did 32 push-ups?
Yeah, Tommy abstained.
Tommy chose to bow out gracefully. Yeah. He felt that Ari had lost enough today. And, yeah, so
I'd like the listeners to know that I traveled 90 minutes to get here, to get made fun of.
Well, I had to
but
listen.
I love you. Honestly, I love you both.
Well, the good thing is we're immediately planning to play video games after.
Yep.
I'm in.
And you
I
can
care.
Watch. Oh.
You're the meanest person on the face
we're
of the earth.
We're your little brothers who are rascals.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hey, so
can I play basketball? No, you can walk. You can keep score.
You can count push-ups. You do push-ups on the side. So, guys, send in your thoughts about Yellow Card. If you would choose a different playlist than Ari, let us know. Tweet at us, hashtag Yellow Card playlist. Tweet us, hashtag Stand By Yellow Card.
Love it.
And today, Tommy and I chose not to stand by Yellow Card. We decided to sit back and watch Yellow Card fall to shit. And,
they just broke up a week ago, and you're just adding salt on this grave.
Rest
and
in piss, Yellow Card.
We really hope that it's not a Ross and Rachel situation and that they stay broken up. And that on a break, the leader...
We're on a break.
Yeah, fuck you, Yellow Card.
Tommy has walked away from his microphone.
What we will grant you, because we love you, Ari,
yes.
We are going to grant you the final say.
The final word?
Yeah. Do you want to do plugs first and then end it on... Let's end on plugs. And then we'll let you say your final word on Yellow Card and your final argument.
Now.
Yes.
So, listen. I am acknowledging that they are not the greatest band in the world. Not even the greatest pop-punk band in the world, but they bring me to a simpler time in my life. When
America was great?
I had when America was great, and I had no friends, and we were just on the verge of Operation Iraqi Freedom. And for that reason alone, I'm going to say I still and forever will love Yellow Card.
I respect you for that. Thank
we
you.
Respect your opinion, and we do love you. Check out Ari Findling. Where can people find you at?
On Twitter, they call me Ari. Ari spelled A-H-R-I for no reason, but it is. Thank you, Robin. And you can go to my website, theycallmeari.com.
All right. And do you have any dates coming up you want to promote specifically? This will probably come out in like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, I'm at Stand Up New York and... April 14th and April 21st.
I'll be the April 27th.
Ooh.
But that's the only time.
We will not see each other.
I'm not going to see you.
But I'm excited.
Tommy?
I'm at the Cellar every night. But if I'm not there, you can see my other dates on my website.
And you follow us both at Tommy McNam,
yes.
At Tom A. Takar, and I will be at Stand Up New York on the 27th. I'll be on Doug Loves Movies again. I don't know when exactly that's going to come out, but soon. And I will be headlining Caroline's April 30th. Please come to that. That'll be sick. And Bridgetown Comedy Festival, May 4th through 7th.
Right, play us out. Ryan Keys.
Can't do that. That's illegal. All right. Thanks for listening, and stand by your bands.
Bye.